Greetings in the name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This devotional is titled, You Are Invited to the Drama. Sincerely, Satan. No one does flesh drama better than the devil. He is a master at it, and he wants to include you. He wants to include everyone. He has a special place for you in the drama. You can be a drama queen or a drama king. Your choice. But by all means, Satan insists that you be involved. Satan is the god of this age. The whole entire world lies under his sway. He is the spirit working in the sons of disobedience. But as God's people, we are not ignorant of his devices. Titus 3:3 says, For we ourselves were also once foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving various lusts and pleasures, living in malice and envy, hateful and hating one another. Hateful and hating one another is the devil's work. You are invited to the drama. This defines the world, always has, always will. The devil is all about divide and conquer. You are invited to the drama. Jesus said, Every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation. And every city or house divided against itself will not stand. The devil knows this truth full well and seeks to exploit it for all it's worth. In contrast to the devil's drama is God's truth. Titus 3:1 and 2, Remind them to be subject to rulers and authorities, to obey, to be ready for every good work, to speak evil of no one, to be peaceable, gentle, showing all humility to all men. Paul consistently connects good works with being submissive to God-ordained authority, even in the harsh context of the Roman Empire. Lawlessness is the spirit of Antichrist. Satan's drama is all about tribalism, cliques, a party spirit, factions. You are invited to the drama. God's spirit generates a different spirit that speaks evil of no one, is peaceable, gentle, showing all humility to all men. It refuses the devil's invitation to drama. God's justice applies to all. God's grace is extended to all. Instead of drama factions, God's spirit is all about the eternal Christ. As God's people, as much as depends on us, we should seek to live peaceably with all men. The devil seeks to pressure us into flesh drama, but the Christian should seek to be at peace with everyone. We can't help what others do, which is why Paul says as much as depends on you. Jesus said, Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the sons of God. Many know the sentiment. I am for peace, but when I speak, they are for war. Psalm 120, verse 7. James is the New Testament book of wisdom. Godly wisdom is applying God's truth to life. James says, If anyone lacks wisdom, let him ask God for it in faith, and God will give it. James has a lot to say about the tongue. James says that no one can tame the tongue, but that it is, quote, an unruly evil full of deadly poison. James then goes on to contrast wisdom that is earthly, sensual, demonic, with godly wisdom that is from above. Don't confuse the two. And as James says, don't lie against the truth. James 3:13 through 18, Who is wise and understanding among you? Let him show by good conduct that his works are done in the meekness of wisdom. But if you have bitter envy and self-seeking in your hearts, do not boast and lie against the truth. This wisdom does not descend from above, but is earthly, sensual, demonic. For where envy and self-seeking exist, confusion and every evil thing are there. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, willing to yield, full of good mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. Now the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. James then asks, Where do wars and fights come from among you? Do they not come from your desires for pleasure that war in your members? Wars and fights come from flesh desires. Satan invites you to the flesh drama. He so wants you involved. He insists in his best angel of light transformation. It won't be the same without your contribution. For good, of course. However, true godliness declines, yielding instead to the wisdom that is from above. 1 Peter 2:11 through 17, Beloved, I urge you as sojourners and exiles to abstain from the passions of the flesh which war against your soul. Keep your conduct among the Gentiles honorable, so that when they speak against you as evildoers, they may see your good deeds and glorify God on the day of his visitation. Be subject, for the Lord's sake, to every human institution, whether it be to emperor as supreme, or to governors as sent by him to punish those who do evil and to praise those who do good. For this is the will of God, that by doing good you should put to silence the ignorance of foolish people. Live as people who are free, not using your freedom as a cover-up for evil, but living as servants of God. Honor everyone. Love the brotherhood. Fear God. Honor the emperor. Lord, help us to live in such a way that we bring glory to you. The devil would love to bring us into the drama, the fleshy drama that characterizes the world. Help us to live above that fray. Help us to live by the Spirit. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace. And Lord, help us to put on the clothing of Christ, that we might be an aroma of the truth of Jesus Christ to all around us. Lord, again, thank you for this day. Use us for your glory. Bring Christ's name. Amen.